Okay, I think we might as well get started. A couple of sessions to go and then you can go and have a wine. I'm sure I will be. Okay, first of all, a question for you. Put up your hands if you really hate putting up your hands at these sessions. Sorry, that was a fall. Okay, I'll be serious now. A closer look at socials. So that's what we're talking about today. Who am I? My name's Debbie Ireland. I'm a SharePoint trainer, and I also organise the SharePoint conferences in New Zealand, Australia, Southeast Asia, and, well, we did one in Hong Kong. My latest project has been a site which has kind of been quietly revealed at this event. Oh my gosh, and I must have this on auto something. and it's called SharePoint, which is the new name of our company. So it used to be Envision IT NZ Limited, and now we're SharePoint Limited. And it's a community portal, and it's all built on SharePoint 2013. And before you all rush out and go to the site now, I'm pre-warning you that it is still has some bugs and also is not optimised for mobile devices as yet, so we've got a little bit of work to do there. But it does give you an opportunity to actually log on to the site, create your own My Site, and actually have a play with 2013 today. So you have to read the instructions really carefully about the Join Us, because there's a couple of quirky things in there that we're working through. But you'll see me demonstrate some of that today in the community and in the social features that are available in 2013. So I think it's pretty exciting that we can pull this together as far as a public-facing site. And I think the social features inside of SharePoint 2013 are just leaps and bounds ahead of where we've been. So I'm looking forward to sharing all this with you. Okay. The other thing I'm about to say is my slide deck's about to end, and I'm going to provide this link to you after the end of the session, or tomorrow morning. But it is available online, so that you can go to prezi.com and you can see the presentation that I'm about to give. So it's a little bit of a different way of presenting. I tried it this morning for those who are at that session, and hopefully it'll work okay. It provides, I guess what I said this morning was, a more spatial or overview of what the whole session's about, rather than a linear working through the slides. So just slight different approach, I guess. And the other part of that is I'll do the Prezi presentation to set the foundation, give you all the overview of what is in SharePoint 2010 and social, and then the rest of the session will just be demonstration. So with that in mind, given I'm going to close down the slide deck, I just want to run through the related sessions so that I don't have to do it at the end. And of course, we've got next session on search straight after this. And then tomorrow, some really good case study type sessions that are probably going to be great to see. I'm looking forward to some of those. So that's that. And all the resources that I know that have been shared with you at every session. And of course, rate the session, please. Let us know what you think, and or let me know what you think, and the feedback is also great. Like to hear it. So on that note, I'm going to click over to the next one. So, social in 2013. Actually, just to go back, so the whole thing is that this is my overview of the entire presentation, and I'm going to dive into those particular areas as we go through it. So what is social? There's probably three main areas, one being that it's very user-centric, so they've made it all about me. It's all about the things that I'm interested in. There's so much content that's up on sites these days that it's hard to actually decipher what it is I want to know about or what's important to me, what documents I want to follow, and what people I want to know about information from. So it's all about me. It's also about connecting people and being able to surface some of that informal knowledge and information that's captured, or not captured, sorry, and have people connect with each other and with information to be able to share all that. And the other side of it is about building communities. So sharing, collaborating, communicating, all those wonderful things that SharePoint's been about, but taking it to the next level. So to start with, I want to actually take a look at the it's all about me part, and which is actually the whole My Site and the changes within the My Site. So I'll run through a little bit of an overview here so that you understand the features, so by the time we get into the demo, it'll all be lots of fun because we've got some live stuff up there. I'm not looking at people in the audience here. Okay, so you've got, it's very much like a Facebook, but of course for the enterprise or depending on how you're using it. The one that you interact with, if you do go to sharethepoint.com, is obviously a community site for the SharePoint community in the Asia Pacific region. And so everyone that's on there, it is all public information. Everyone can see information about whatever's been posted, etc. So you've got your activities feed, and I'm going to go through each one of these in detail. You've got a whole lot of different views, and of course you've got the little ellipsis to provide additional information instead of that drop-down arrow. You've got the concept of following, so you can follow people and so forth, and you've also got the three hubs at the top, which you'll see throughout the entire site. So as far as personal activity, there's posts, conversations, everything you'd normally expect to see. You can insert videos, both from YouTube and SharePoint, so they actually play right within your newsfeed. You can put up pictures. That's a little alpaca from my place. And you can follow people, sites, etc. You can like things exactly in the same way, and you'll see all these come up as different icons when I get into the newsfeed side of it. At mentions, so I can go at Paul Proctor to mention him in a post, and then it'll come up in his mentions view. And you can add links, so just very dynamically by typing in the link and it'll display the information. And you can also use tags. As far as the views, you get your main newsfeed view, which is the people that you follow. So it's all the activity that's in your own newsfeed, your posts, and then the things that you follow and the activities that they do on the site of the people that you follow. The everyone feed, you'll see what just anyone that's involved is doing, and it's a good way of going in and seeing which people you want to follow and what information's out there. You've got the activities view, which is your own personal activities, mentions, obviously where you've been mentioned, and likes, the things that you've chosen to like throughout the site or sites. The things you can follow, so for people there's three different ways of following. You can do it through the everyone, you can see somewhere on the site where they've posted something and follow them directly from there, or you can choose to find them by looking for them. Documents, so if you want to follow a document and see when it's been changed or when things have happened to it, you can do that. And sites, and it's easier to demonstrate some of this stuff. So the tags is an interesting one because it uses your profile, and you know, if you're familiar with using my sites, in 2010 you had an interest part where you could enter your interests, and you actually have to go in and you enter your interests, which uses the managed metadata service, or the keywords, and then that's what your tags are for what you're following as far as your personal ones. And then the other thing is, as I said, the three hubs, which are throughout the entire site. So it means that I can be anywhere on my SharePoint site and just see that along the top bar and get immediately to my news feed for my updates on what's happening, the SkyDrive, which is actually your document part where you can see your own personal documents or shared documents that you have with other people, but that's within your My Site, or your sites, which is actually the sites that you're following or you've chosen to follow. So next, it's all about connecting to other people. So what do you want to know? Who to follow? What previous conversations? And all about sharing documents. They have made some improvements to the looking at someone else's profile. So you see how it now says about Amy McFarlane rather than just Amy's name and you're not ever sure where you were. So that's quite cool. Shared documents, so you can see any documents that you might have shared with that particular person. You can see their posts and you can stop following or follow the person once you do it, otherwise follow updates and see who you've got in common with the shared people. And the other part of it is about sparking creativity. So looking at the content that's on the site, but looking at it within context, so it's got that user-centric kind of feel. So looking at that by being able to discover people in your organisation by seeing the types of activity that they have, by seeing the types of news feeds or posts that they're putting up, and by providing a full story. And the idea is obviously to enhance productivity by bringing people together, and I know it's a little bit of a foreign concept to a lot of organisations, and no doubt, depending on the culture of your organisation, how easy it is to adopt. I do, however, believe that with 2013, that it'll be a lot easier to roll out than it has been ever before. So you've got a few ways of doing the whole community approach, and we're going to walk through some of those shortly. There's a couple of things that are a little hard to understand as far as the differences between the types of sites and feeds, so we'll look at those in a little more detail. Before I do go into the community stuff, I'll just take a quick look at the architecture and some of the components. So on your personal site, and I'll show you the view or content when I do the demo, but you've got your documents library like you did before. You've actually got a list for all the social stuff, and that's actually all the likes and all of the things that you follow, so it keeps your personal activity in that social one. And then you've got the microfeed. The microfeed's actually used on the My Sites and on the site feeds, and it's a list that's created when your My Site's created, and it stores everything that's to do with what you have done personally. I did have a note there saying that it requires a user profile and a My Site, so you can't do any posting if you're in anonymous mode. You do have to be logged onto the site. So the other thing is that when you see the news feed on your My Site, that's actually using this consolidated feeds web part, which is an aggregation of both the micro feed list that's on your My Site, which is your personal activity, and the information that's in the distributed cache. So everything relies on that distributed cache. So your activities are going to be your system-generated activities, so things like notifications and so forth, versus your user-generated ones. I posted this on this day. I'm not going to talk too much about the distributed cache because I think Wayne pointed out that there's got to be a lot more documentation coming out on it, but it is built on the Windows App Fabric. And the next little section, I do have Mr. Rhodes to thank for. Mark's a MVP in Australia because he did a lot of work on the building of this site and has some fond words for what he calls App Fabric, which I don't think I'm allowed to say. But anyway, it does work off a feed cache, and it means that the effect on the system performance is minimised. But it is very, very important in the whole setup of your infrastructure to make sure that all that's done. So the gotchas list, as I said, is compliments of Mr. Rhodes, and I actually took some of it out. But if you do want to know more about that sort of thing, or you are encountering things, I'd be quite happy to share any of that. The permissions are obviously a big one. And being able to, because of the fact when we did this public deployment, we've got the My Sites on one web application and then the other SharePoint site on the other one. So looking at that multiple web apps and how that works, and knowing that everything does run through the user profile service, but it, you know, there's no requirement for synchronization on that. So, yeah. Okay. So looking at the community side of things, there's two different types of, so I've done the My Sites, which will be easier to see once I get into the demonstration, but then you've got two different types of ways that you can interact socially with sites. So the first one is a community site. And so this is just giving you an overview of the fact that you can have a community sites with discussions on it. It shows a roll-up of all of the discussions, all accounts, sorry, of the replies, the likes, and so forth. You can see what's happening, and it does automatic counts of each of the members, the discussions, and the replies in that site. And you can see members and reputation, which is lots of fun because we've already got a bit of competition happening because everyone likes to see them go up to the top of the list if they're contributing to a community, apparently. And then you have the categories and tiles, and I'm actually going to show you that actually uses a new, well, what they call app or a new list or library renamed to an app. Called the Promoted Links app, and you can actually create these for as many things as you want, and I'll show you a few examples of them, but the tiles actually move and display whatever you want. So that is actually a categories list. It's very similar to the blog template. If you've used the blog template, you know how it's got the categories, it does a bit of automated stuff, and it has your preset pages and so forth. So similar concept there. The permissions, actually, I don't think I've got it in here, but it's really, really important to remember when you're setting up a community site that not to inherit the parent permissions, because if you do, the joining of the community doesn't work, so you're better creating a separate set of permissions when you create a community subsite. I didn't remember that one. Fell over that one a couple of times. Okay, so contents. You can either use the site definition, so you can go ahead and set up a brand new site and choose the community site template, which uses the Wikipages infrastructure, and that's just straight up new site, community site, and it's all there. Or you can go ahead and activate it as a site feature. So, and that can be activated on any existing site that you've got. You can do either. So the contents of what's in there. To start with, you've got discussions, which of course is very much like your personal newsfeed. So you can reply, like. It's actually got a place where it's just a checkbox where you can ask a question, and then it records the unanswered question. So you can either post it as a post or as a question. You can delete posts that you've written, and depending on your administrative rights, you can feature them and you can do best replies and things like that to encourage or improve people's ratings. You can categorise things, so each of these you can see there's counts on how many discussions and replies for each of the categories, and it also means you can drill down into one of those categories if you just want to see the post related to that. As I said, it uses the Promoted Links app. And then you can do all sorts of different views, so what's hot, my discussions, by category, and so forth. And all of this is pretty much out of the box with the template. So as far as interacting with people once you're within your site, you can join and leave a community. Oh, one thing to remember is that everything you do within that community site, all your reputation, all your replies, everything that's being counted is within that site. So if I have two community sites in my organisation, I might have a reputation of really, really good here and nothing over there. So it is within that site. But I can view all the members. That's all public information. The reputation, people can earn points and gain reputation and receive badges. And these are both achieved and gifted, so you can set the ratings and you'll see that, so you can actually set when people move to a different level, or you can actually go in as the administrator and say, okay, I'm going to award you the expert badge for good behaviour. I don't know. Ratings, so you can also rate things and you can choose to set them up as either ratings where you'll have a like, or else you can set it up as the ratings with the stars, you know how you have the stars and the ratings, so you can do either one for that one. And as I said, it's per community site. And that's just, I'll show you this in the thing, but yeah, so you can actually determine what these points are so that you can have different ones for your different communities and say, well, this one says the member's post or reply gets 10 points. And we've actually published on our site what points you get. There you go, Paul, that would be the easiest way. You look at what what things you have to do to get the highest points. Oh, you've been looking, right, okay. That's why you're making your way to the top. Reporting. So there is the feature of moderation, and you can set up, actually when you set up the first site template, if you're using their permissions, one of the permission groups is moderators, and it's kind of like an approval group, I guess, and they can do a few extra things. So you can turn on or off reporting abuse, so that if someone wants to report a particular post for being inappropriate, they can. And then your moderators can also choose to feature different posts, which will put them in the featured list, and to do the best reply. So it's just a permissions-based thing as to whether or not you see those things. Yes? Yeah, so basically you have a post and you can have three different replies, and as the administrator or the moderator, I can go in and say that's the best reply, which gives that particular person who posted it more information. Yeah, only if I have those moderation permissions. Yep. You can't do it to each other. You can rate things, but you can't do it. You know, you could do likes and so forth. So there's a set of tools, community administration tools, just within the site settings. And there's actually, just like the blog, actually, there's a audience-targeted web part that comes up with some of these tools on it so that you can automatically get to it. And that allows you to manage all these types of things. So there's lists that are available for everything, but interesting, when you look at the view or site contents or view site contents for the community site, you'll only see some of them there. You can get to them through different avenues, but if you really want to see all the lists, you either know it or you look in SharePoint Designer and you can see them all. So there's a few that are not shown or not visible when you do it through the user interface. And there's also pages. So created with the site template, with the community site template, you have all your members' pages, your categories, your admin, and so forth, all created, and obviously they're just web part pages that you can go in, you can edit them, you can do whatever you want and work with that site like that. Okay, so different to a community site is the concept of having a site feed. So the easiest way to think about this is in terms of it being related to a team, and the difference is that these feeds, the whole entire feed, will show up if you follow the site in your news feed on your My site. So if you're following someone that posts on a community site, you'll see the fact that they posted on the community site within your personal news feed, but with a site news feed, you'll see the entire news feed for that, and it'll actually be labelled as such. So the example that I'm going to give is actually using community user groups, but it could be that I want to follow the HR team, I'm part of the HR team, and on their site they have a news feed, and once I follow it, then I know that all the activity that's been posted to that news feed will come through on my personal feed. If they're following you and it's a private community, I would actually need to check, but I'm pretty sure if it's permission-based that would control, because the post sits in the community, which would have the permissions controlled around it. Yep. It'd be interesting to know whether they actually saw that you posted there but couldn't see the post. That would be a, if that makes sense. Yeah. Okay. So the team site allows discussion about all sorts of things, and it's all visible in your personal feed, but you do need to follow the site, and you need access to the site. So I can post directly from there, and then I can see things and so forth within my news feed at that level and the personal interactions. I can also use the concept of follow-up, which I'll demonstrate in my My site, but it means that whenever I want to follow something up, it's going to put a little task in my tasks on my My site. And then I know that I have to follow up on it, and it does that automatically. Yes? If you synced your task list on your My site, then I'd imagine that would be, you could do it that way. You know, if you go into the actual task list and you sync it with Outlook so that it's a synced. Yeah. Okay, so the way our news feed's made up is that on a team site, it actually activates the news feed feature automatically. So when you create a new team site from within in 2013, that site feature will be activated, or else I can just activate it on any site that I want to have a news feed on. And then it creates this page called the News Feed ASPX, and it's got a web part as well called the site feed that I believe you can add to all sorts of pages, but I'm having a couple of challenges with that one at the moment. Okay, so before I jump into demonstration, just a few takeaways. The fact that it's very user-centric and keeping things in context. So let's take a look at what this is all about. What one do I want? Okay, so I'm going to actually start with the My site, and I've actually got this, I may actually have to re-sign into here, but I'll just show you quickly. At the moment, this My site's using Azure ACS for authentication, and you can come on using either Windows Live, Facebook, or Google Gmail, but actually we're about to turn the Windows Live one off because we're having a few issues with it. So if you do want to join, just keep in mind you might be better using a Google account or your Facebook one. okay, so we have the site here, and you can see the replies, you can see the different icons for Mark Rhodes put a picture up there. I was actually trying to show you, I might have to go on to another one, but I can actually see what people have posted, and then I can follow people directly from here, or else I can go to looking at the whole, so this is my news feed at this stage, and I can go to the everyone post because I know that there's been 5 new posts since I last looked at it, and so I'm pretty sure this, oh no, it didn't work. Ah, and Paul Proctor's now very happy he's a top contributor. So we've got, as I said, this is only just being released, so we've only got a few contributors to our site at the moment, but welcome you all aboard. So I can go through and I can see what's in the everyone post and go down, and if I'm not following anyone or I want to, I can go ahead and follow them right there and then. Oh, right. Don't we love demos? I think I'm going to have to re-sign into this site. Let me just jump over here for a second. Yes, it times out, as one would expect, I guess. It wouldn't in your organisation because you wouldn't be using the same sort of authentication. Right, so if I go to my main profile, I can obviously go ahead and edit it. I can look at my own activities, and then I can go to the newsfeed. So if I go to the newsfeed from here, again, this is showing a picture of me. Great. Thanks, Paul. And I can see here the different icons. So that tells me that Paul posted in something, that he wrote the best reply to something, and so forth. So the different icons, or the little smiley face when someone likes something, and it's giving me all the notifications of everyone on my site. So very much like, and I can add a reply to anything that someone's written just here right within the site. So that's one way of entering them. I can then look at things like the people I'm following. So I can look at everyone I'm following and then also who my followers are. I could actually go in and see more information about what they're doing just in a preview screen here. And I can come in and see, yeah, who my followers are. And Damon's joined, so I can say, gosh, I don't think I'm following Damon yet, and go ahead and follow him from the site here as well. So that was my other way of following. There you go. I'm now following. It gives me a little notification. You better watch out. You've got a competitor there, Paul. He might start posting. Step up. Yeah, so, and I can follow multiple people at once by doing that if I want to. And it does do the automatic... It'll suggest the people if I knew someone that I wasn't following here, which wasn't, I don't know now. So I've got that on my newsfeed. The other thing I've got is mentions, and I can see how often I've been mentioned and what people have said. I can go ahead and look at my activities or my likes just in that drop down there. I can see documents. So my documents that I see that I'm following, that I've gone through because I've found them somewhere on the site and found them of interest and I want to go ahead and see them. You can also have suggested documents, and you can also in the background set up some suggested ones from an administrative point of view that you actually want people to follow. So you can do that. See how I've got follow documents and my documents here. I've now got a folder called shared with everyone. So they're trying to make it a lot simpler for you to know which documents you're putting in that folder will even be shared with the whole world versus which documents you're putting up there that are only mine. And I get that same view when I click on the SkyDrive. And the SkyDrive also syncs to both your personal, like a Windows Explorer view, and you can actually sync it up to your SkyDrive if you're connected that way as well. So the news feed brings you back home to your news feed. The SkyDrive's your documents. And then the sites one is actually when I go in and I follow sites. So I've got a quite easy look at all the different sites that I'm following so that I know that I can easily get back to them just by clicking on here. And it also gives me some suggested sites to follow. And you'll notice that the follow icon is a little star. So when someone's following something, it'll have a star. And when you follow a site, it'll do all that too. To be followed. The big thing about following the sites, that's a very good question. I think you deserve a car because I don't know the answer to it. And I will find out for you. But yeah, the big thing with following sites is it's really, really important if you've got a site feed set up, because you can't actually even see the site feed, the news feed on that site, if you're not following it. But to follow another site, if you haven't got a lot of social activity happening on that site, it's kind of like, okay, it's a good way for me to get back to that site and for me to know the places that I want to go. So yeah, that's where your suggested ones come up. I'm pretty sure you can actually, because these ones at the top here are actually site collections and they automatically come up. So I'm pretty sure that can be configured. I'm just not 100% sure how. Okay, yeah, so there's sites that I've followed. Thanks, Paul. I'll get back to the you on that one. So I can also follow tags and see the tags known as my interest that I'm following and see anything that's related to those tags. So that's all in that. Remember how I said it was set up in your interests? So I can say I want to follow social training, Visio, and then it'll come up on my newsfeed. If anyone uses the hashtag of social, it'll come up that someone's posted that and given me that information. And you've got the same notifications, etc., on your My site. So you've got contact information, newsfeed settings. You can choose what you want to be notified and so forth about. Working on it. This is a favourite for me in 2013, isn't it, everyone? the new little social working on it things. Did I show you the tasks? So the tasks are things that I may have followed, and I can. It's got an exclamation mark because it might be over, and I can either lock it or make it visible only to me. So in the way that I can do that is straight from my news feed, I can actually go to this and say, actually, yes, I do need to follow up on that. I can also stop following you. and as soon as I do that, then it updates it and puts a new task in there for me to follow up on, so I know that I need to do that later. In the news feed, you can delete your own personal ones, so I can go in and delete them if I want to. Okay, so that's pretty much it on the news feed, I think, for a little look. The next thing I wanted to look at is how the community site looks, and I'll do this in two ways. I'll show you it from a front end for how we've got it on SharePoint, and then I'll show you behind the scenes so that we can look at what the how it all is constructed. So first of all, this is just our SharePoint homepage, and I'm signed in as Debbie, and I'm going to go to the Connect community site if anyone's trying to find it later. And this uses the full community site template, except we've just done a little few modifications because we put a couple of extra links and so forth in there. So you can see here that everything's centred around discussions, and you can see the types of replies, who's posted it, and so forth. And then down the bottom here, we've actually put the categories here, so I can actually browse over something and see how many discussions are there. And I, given we're in New Zealand, I loaded all the New Zealand pictures up there. And then I can click on one if I want to see all of the discussions under that category. So we tried to come up with some central categories that made sense. We can see who the top contributors are for the site. And then I can go back to the homepage and do a couple of other things as well. So this is really just engaging with it as an end user. I can view members. I can look at what my personal reputation score is and how many points I need to do to move to the next level. And I can leave the community. I can see what other people are doing and so forth. So I can also see discussions, replies, and so forth. So everything underneath the one site there. And actually on here, yes, there's a page that we had for gaining points and gaining reputation just to explain all that. By the way, we've got a whole lot of blog posts up on the site already under the Learn one, all about all the social stuff. So if you want to have a look at what we've done or how this all hangs together, then by all means have a look at some of those posts. So this explains what you have to do to get points, what happens with the points, and so forth on there. Right, so just to look at the vanilla, what you get out of the box. Actually, before we do that, no, we don't want that one anymore. Who's a good person on, given some of it's kept in the cache and some of it's in, how would that work? Is there any way you can export the, because it's information, oh sorry, the posts, you've got all the posts. In a community site that's easy because it's just lists. But are you talking about more the news feed one? Yeah, that's another really good question. Run out of cars. Okay, so this is just a vanilla, what it looks like, and because I've got administration rights, I see this here. But let me just show you behind the scenes. So you've got a discussions list. So this is the community site template that's just been built straight off the community site template. So yeah, with the discussions list, that is your posts, and it's going to show you all the posts and so forth that have been put in there. And you'll see just the regular same tabs for items, lists, and looking at, I didn't show you on the front end, but you can do what's hot, which brings the ones with the most replies to the top, and A to Z and Z day and all that kind of stuff. You've also got, and remember I said some of the lists are hidden, so this is pretty much what you can see without going through the other end. So you can see community members. I can go ahead from the community members list and look at top contributors, look at new members, and so forth. From the home page, because I've got this little web part here, I can also do things like create new categories. So for this one, we've just got a few categories set up, and it's giving me an admin view so that I can add new ones in. So this is using that promoted links app. And as I said, it could be used for anything. You'll see another use of it being used, but it's just a nice visual way of showing and showing the tiles. So you just do a link to the image that you want to show, and you can decide what description and so forth, the information that you want showing on the tile. So this is just showing what that categories list looks like on this test site. The other thing you can do is you can actually configure the reputation settings. So you can allow things to be rated, choose whether they're likes or ratings, and then enable the member achievements point system and choose all the different levels here. You can choose to display it as text for when they get to the different levels, or show it as a bar graph thing. And you can manage a list of badges, which just takes you to another list, which is a badges list. So I can create new badges, and I can go ahead and moderate and assign those badges to people like this, straight through the front end as well. So I can go ahead here and say, okay, they've got a reputation score of this, I'm going to gift a badge, otherwise they'll get a badge based on what those reputation settings are. The other thing that you can do is if you look at the site settings on a community site, you'll see that you've got all of those community administration settings down the bottom there. So you've got your manage members, community settings, which is where you set whether or not you can enable reporting of offensive language, or content, sorry. And reputation settings, managing the members, managing the discussions, and so forth there. If I go back to the home page, you know how we said about the best reply, or that question was, how do we do that? So I can actually go into a reply, and because I'm in admin mode here, I can, number one, I could mark it as featured, so that one's going to appear in that's the post that I've marked as featured. But then I can also go back and go into a reply and mark, where's one with a reply? Look at the replies and say, okay, that was a great reply, and mark it as, oh, I've already done that one. And I must have done that one too. Gosh, must have been testing. Best reply, and mark it as the best reply there. So that's how that's managed there. As far as the moderation, so you've got moderation. You've got a tab at the top there on moderation, so I can go in here and again just select individual ones and mark them as featured. And if I had the reporting on and it was reporting offensive content, then I would also have that, and I can manage whether to delete it. And I can choose to delete posts. Obviously, you need to have some administration rights and moderation over the content that's coming up there. The other one that I wanted to show you was the site feed. And that is using, so this here is a completely different site collection, and I've just used those promoted links app to display tiles on the front of all the different user groups in the Asia Pacific region, actually, and with links that go off to them, so it's a nice display. But what I've also done is enabled the news feed on this. So I have to have followed the site, or I won't even have permission to go to this news feed. So it does, because it does record the person who's, you know, you need to be logged in, obviously, and it records who's contributing to the site. So this is your example of it at a team level. So different from a community site where you're really only just seeing a news feed. It's going to ask me to authenticate again. And you can see here that this news feed is all about user groups. So I can actually post and reply to different things, but it's content that's related to a particular topic or a particular team or a particular department or whatever you want to do. So this is the one that I said is automatically activated on a team site, or else you can activate it as well. Well, this other focus on content is quite a cool thing too. That's actually a 2013 feature, so that you can actually focus and you get rid of all the navs and everything, and you're actually depending if you're looking at something. So that was just that little icon up the top there. Right. What else am I showing here? Hold on a second. And then all the site collection images libraries actually also use your promoted links list. So they've got... and it's a nice, easy way to be able to see a preview of your images, and you get your hyperlink straight there, so you can actually copy it without having to go in and copy shortcut and do all those horrible things you had to do last time. You'll see also, and you see this in search, and I'm sure you'll see it in next session, but you can actually follow, well, the preview pane on search is really nice, but you can also follow, if I was doing a search and I brought up something like a site or a person or whatever, I can actually follow if the item is able to be followed straight from this pane down the bottom here too. So I can download it, I can go ahead and share it, send a copy and so forth. So the preview's quite big in that respect. Right, I need to check that I've actually done everything here. I think I've raced ahead of myself. Any questions at this stage? Interesting. I actually think that it replaces the discussion list. There are still discussions in 2013. There's still a discussions list. But yeah, I totally think this replaces it. It's a lot more interactive, and you've got the feedback loop that I think was missing. Same with on the My Sites, you've got that feedback loop. You know, it's not just me posting out about something, it's actually people replying and responding. Yeah, the YAML one's an interesting one because it does have some integration with SharePoint Enterprise licensed at the moment, but it's quite a separate thing and it hasn't been integrated in 2013. I'm sure it'll be there eventually, but now that they've purchased it, but I don't know much more than that. So you would have to have the My Site infrastructure in place. And what's the other thing on that? That's about it, really. Because once you've got that and the whole user profile service set up. No. No. The site features that I've talked about are really the only ones that you have. So you've got your site feeds, but to be able to follow a site, it depends whether you're activating the news feed or whether you're creating a community site, then it's a little bit different. But for the following of documents, you can, that's all. Yeah. Wayne is doing a session tomorrow on upgrading. Good point. Yeah. You think we should try with Paul, you mean? You think we should downgrade him? Right, sorry, I was just going to show you the managed members. So the moderation that's on here is I can give them a badge. And the quick edit's actually really nice. Quick edit. Has anyone seen a demo on the quick edit? That's just instead of the data sheet view inside of 2013. So you've got the ability to find an item within a list, which is really cool. And then this is your data sheet view, but it's just a lot nicer. And you can actually go ahead and add the columns and do all sorts of things here. Anyway, my point was, can I do anything with this? And it doesn't appear that I can that way. I can delete replies. I don't quite know how you do that with it. The only way to do that really is to change your reputation settings. You know how there was a place to actually put in what your reputation scores are? I think you'd have to modify that so that if you thought that there was, yeah. I don't know how you do that one. SharePoint Designer and change your figure. Workflow. No, I don't know. That would be politically challenging too, I think. Other questions? Yep. Yes, you can. You could, but that's a user profile service, so that's exactly the same as what you could do in 2010. So some of that information you'd block the users from actually filling in, so that then that's pulled from Active Directory, which could be, again, sourced from an HR system or whatever else, however you've architected that. But yes, you could. The interest in the notifications, you can also choose what you want to display on that. So, I mean, from an administration point of view, so you can completely change or lock down certain parts of that. Yep.
Yep. What sort of additional notifications can you get? Can you set it up so you can get email?
Yes, you can. You can get email of, it's kind of like the alerts work. So, yes. I can probably show you the notification out of the box settings that are there. It's not provisioned. Oh, the email isn't provisioned on the site. Does it show you the grayed out part though? Yeah. So you've got your basic information, you've got details, and then you've got all your notification settings, newsfeed settings. And email notifications there of what you want to be notified of. But
can you force some as well?
I don't think so. I think they're a personal, because it's your My Site's actually a site collection, which is why I'm saying it's a little playpen. If you want to go and have a play with 2013, you can actually go in from your My Site and create subsites and do everything. So you're like the site administrator for your My Site. Of course, you would lock down some of those things in an organisation. Yes, there is. It depends on whether you're looking from a community site perspective. Global. The reporting's, I haven't seen anything that does the whole global. From a community site, yes, you can see the activity there because you can see how it aggregates everything and you can do all that. But from a global, it'd be, I haven't seen anything. You guys seen anything on that? No. So, you mean like in the web analytics reporting type part of it? Oh, okay. I can't even see who was saying that. Oh, Marcus, sorry. Thank you. So the closest you can get is in the web analytics reporting, so part of the site collection reporting. Yep. Okay. Anyone else? Who wants a T-shirt? There you go. Watch out, Don. Who wants a cup? Here you go. I want to have you get your... No, sorry. I think that's all I've got, unless anyone wanted to see anything else. So thank you very much. Enjoy the next session.